Public News Service Thursday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. First, from NBC News, Vice President Kamala Harris Wednesday hammered former President Trump as thin-skinned and a threat to the U.S. democracy in a combative interview with Fox News. The interview marked an opportunity for Harris to appear on a network that frequently criticizes her and praises her opponent. NBC reports true to form, the interview was testy throughout, including multiple exchanges in which Harris and Fox News anchor Bret Baier repeatedly spoke over each other. Harris raised Trump's recent rhetoric about the enemy within and threats to use the military to go after political opponents. Meantime, the University of Georgia sends around 10 million pounds of waste to landfills every year, but a campus initiative is helping to reduce that number.
Samaya Malik, who works at the swap shop, shares how much of a difference it's making.
Last semester was definitely our busiest semester yet. We had diverted 872 pounds. Since the founding of swap shop, we have diverted 2,709 pounds.
Along with swapping items, the shop offers small repairs and alterations to help keep items in use. The initiative is also a part of the effort to combat fast fashion, which contributes to about 10% of global carbon emissions, more than all international flights and shipping combined. For Public News Service, I'm Shantia Hudson, Funder Trust Indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
This story produced with original reporting from Isabel Atkins for Grady News. Next, from our newest PNS reporter-producer, reports of intimidating text messages targeting Wisconsin college students and recent graduates are prompting more voting rights outreach to young voters.
The anonymous text message warns recipients about voting in a state where they are not eligible and says they could be fined or jailed for violating Wisconsin state law. Molly Carmichael is a recent graduate who works with the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. She said the first thing she noticed when she got the text was the harsh language.
Right off the bat, I was pretty upset because I figured this was also going out to other people, maybe people who have never voted before and are excited to vote this November. And so getting a text like that would certainly be really alarming.
The League of Women Voters, along with Free Speech for People, petitioned the Wisconsin and U.S. Departments of Justice to investigate the matter. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
And a new report shows that Minnesota now tops 62,000 clean energy jobs, a new state record. Clean Energy Minnesota's latest summary says the 2023 jobs tied to non-fossil fuel energy sources grew nearly five times faster than the state's overall economy. The organization's executive director is Greg Mast.
The future looks very bright with jobs in the sector, and we expect to see these numbers grow by another 6% or more this year.
He credits the Federal Inflation Reduction Act, as well as a state law requiring carbon-free electricity by 2040. This is Public News Service.
Colorado is one of a handful of states that allows water utilities to purify sewage for use as tap water, and cities like Castle Rock are preparing to make that happen within a few years.
Right now, they just use the purified water to recharge the groundwater, but they say it is clean enough to drink. Professor Daniel McCurry with the University of Southern California predicts that at least half of states will adopt wastewater recycling in the next 20 years.
Places that you wouldn't normally think of as dry or water-stressed at all are starting to build these plants. Anywhere that's primarily reliant on groundwater is going to have water reuse in their future.
California's Orange County Water District, a leader in the field, already purifies 130 million gallons of wastewater per day and sends it down into the aquifer. I'm Suzanne Potter.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and health professionals are urging women to get screened at earlier ages than previously suggested.
After skin cancer, breast cancer is the most diagnosed form of cancer for women in the U.S. Dr. Ann Gaiman with Kaiser Permanente in Seattle says there's been an increase in breast cancer rates in women in the 40 to 50 age range. She says previous recommendations were that women should speak with their healthcare provider after age 40 about when to start screening.
These new recommendations from the United States Preventative Services Task Force states that all women should begin screening now at age 40 and repeat screening every other year through age 74.
About 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in their lifetime, according to the American Cancer Society, which also says breast cancer rates in Washington state are higher than the national average, and screening rates are lower. The state has the 9th highest cancer rate in the country and the 10th lowest screening rate.
1 in 3 Americans lives paycheck to paycheck, and that includes many artists. A Minnesota organization is expanding its guaranteed income program for these individuals so they can carry on with their creative contributions.
This fall, Springboard for the Arts announced it was tacking on more years and recipients to its pilot initiative launched early in the COVID-19 pandemic. The group's Ricardo Beard says the changes mean that over the next 5 years, a total of 100 participants will receive monthly payments of $500, no strings attached. He says they're building a case for systemic change in how artists are supported.
Artists are vital to the cultural and economic fabric of our communities. They help us imagine new futures. They help us rethink public spaces.
But he says artists tend to operate in a gig economy and often fall through the cracks because financial stability is out of reach. This effort is part of a patchwork of similar programs surfacing around the U.S. for low-income populations, including one led by the city of St. Paul. I'm Mike Moen.
This is Joe Ullery for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.